Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished colleagues, as the primary enforcement authority, the Commission commits to institutionally foster the consumer protection system. We are now taking substantial measures to enhance the Commission's powers in order to provide better protection for consumers. Namely, we are working on establishing a comprehensive regulatory framework for consumer protection. This framework will include regulations to combat infringements on collective consumer interests and provisions to prohibit unfair contract terms. To this end, we are aligning Armenian legislation with European Union standards. However, our efforts do not stop here. The Commission is also exploring international guidelines and documents on consumer rights protection. The insights from organizations including UNCTAD, ICPN and OECD are highly valuable, especially considering the similarities of consumer protection problems worldwide. In this context, I would like to highlight that in last year, Armenia became a partner of the ICPN, which provides valuable collaboration opportunities and equips us with the tools and knowledge to better address consumer needs. Also, currently, Armenia aligns its legislation with EU directives to enhance consumer protection through the EU program Support for Monitoring Implementation Communication of SEPA. The UNCTAD guidelines, in its turn, stand out as they perfectly align with the goals pursued by the Commission in consumer protection, and it's notable that Armenian legislation and practices in the field of consumer protection closely follow the UN guidelines goals. Therefore, future legislative amendments to strengthen consumer protection policies will be shaped and fostered with due consideration given to the principles outlined in the UN guidelines. Speaking on key issues, I would like to highlight that in the realm of marketing and sales, our legislation and practices consistently uphold the principles of unfair treatment for consumers. The Commission not only has established clear regulations in this regard, but also has successfully enforced them, ensuring a trustworthy marketplace for all. For instance, in case of discount infringements, we have acted against undertakings that displayed misleading discounted prices, failed to inform consumers about promotion periods, or displayed the content in a way that misled consumers. The Commission places strong emphasis on providing consumers with comprehensive information about goods and services. We continuously studied the dairy product sector and have imposed numerous fines on non-compliant undertakings. Additionally, we have taken actions against unfair competition practices, such as greenwashing cases when products were labeled as organic, ecological, or biological without proper certification. Furthermore, we are working to enhance consumer trust in e-commerce. The Commission has handled numerous cases involving dark patterns, including false urgency, visual interference, hidden costs, dry pricing. For instance, in a drip pricing case, an undertaking initially displayed a lower price for air tickets, only to reveal the actual higher price at the checkout stage, causing consumers to pay more than advertised price. However, all these efforts will only be effective if they are aligned with consumer education. Therefore, we pay special attention to consumer education. We have launched programs to install informative posters about discount-related issues and engage with student and academic staff at major Armenian universities to raise awareness about consumer protection. Additionally, we organize thematic meetings on various consumer issues and collaborate with the media by participating in TV and radio programs, as well as interviews to further educate the public. We also plan to use other platforms and channels, including undertakings, to spread vital information for consumers. In conclusion, allow me to reiterate our steadfast commitment to engage constructively with all interested partners to achieve our shared goal of ensuring effective consumer protection through a harmonized combination of cooperation, education, and enforcement. The United Nations guidelines provide comprehensive knowledge and all the necessary toolbox in this regard. Thank you.